Guardian question about violence, how to live with it, and in your case, it's also personal. And so could you sort of say a little bit on your own personal resilience on it, but also how you envision the compact between violence and non-violence in Indian society?
No, they've asked.
Have they? I'm not sure. Then why don't you have the answer?
I'm trying to go deeper in the answer.
Okay, let's do this.
So, I think in life, you will always, especially if you're in places where large energies are moving, right? You will always get hurt. It's not, if you do what I do, you will get hurt. It's not a possibility, it's a certainty. Because it's like swimming in a ocean with big waves, right? You are gonna go under. It's not that you're not, right? So then when you go under, you learn how to react. So when you
loss is productive.
The single biggest learning experience of my life was my father's death. There is no bigger experience than that. Right? Now I can look at it and say the person who or the force that killed my father caused me tremendous pain. Sure, it's correct. As a son, I lost my father. Many of you would have. And that's very painful. But then I can't get away from the fact that that same event also made me learn things that I would have never ever learned otherwise. Right? So, as long as you're ready to learn, it doesn't matter how nasty people are or how evil people are, as long as you're ready to learn. If I turn around and, Mr. Modi attacks me and I say, oh my God, he's so vicious, he's attacking me. Mm-hmm. That's one way of looking at it. And the other way of looking at it, say, great, I just learned something from him. Mm-hmm. Give me some more.
Okay. Very Gandhian.
You come to this, right, when you're facing... when you're facing an attack, you come to this. There is no other realization possible.
Okay.
It's like that. There's a poem. I don't remember the name. It's written by I think it's a Palestinian person.
All right.
Who's been put in jail. I'll send it to you. And he's talking to the jailer. And the jailer. He says to the jailer, "Look, from the small window of my cell, I can see your big cell." And so everyone's in jail.
Right.
And you've got to be able to see that properly. And if you see that properly, then you can figure out ways to deal with it or ways to get out.
It's great to see you here. Thank you.